New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Hump Day's here.
Hello.
Vibe check. How are you doing, Tyler?
I'm good, but I have to tell you.
What's happened?
I think I'm going to pull the pin on my swimmer day.
Today?
Today.
What? Today's mostly sunny.
Yeah, but I went yesterday, and yesterday was mostly sunny, and I hated every minute of it.
Why?
It sucked. It's so cold.
Get a wetsuit.
Oh, I do. But how much of a flog do I look if I'm just putting on a wetty just to go for a quick dip?
Don't know. I haven't seen it.
Nah, I'd look like an idiot, I reckon.
Who cares? That's it. There's no judgment between you and the ocean.
There's just judgment between me and every other grom that'll go, who's this idiot who's just going for a quick dip in full wetsuit?
I'm sorry. Do you think you're that much of a star?
Yes, I do. Also,
people will be papping you and stuff.
Ever tried to get in or out of a wetsuit before? It's hard work.
Oh, it takes 5 minutes tops.
Nah. I'm quitting.
Yeah, well. Big quitting energy. Righto.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I just had to get that off my chest early.
Jeez, you didn't last long through the year, did you?
Shut up. I lasted almost 5 months. Actually, I started in November last year. So what's that? 7.
That doesn't count. That's last year.
I started in the summer.
Swimmer day for a year starts at the start of the year.
You are putting words in my mouth. I never said swimmer day a year. I said just a swimmer day for as long as I could go.
We'll check the records. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Do you remember it? Swimmer day for a year, wasn't it?
That's what she said.
I never.
You failed, mate. You're going to fail.
Yeah. No, you know what? There's no such thing as failure. It's just a lesson learned.
Is it?
Yeah.
That you shouldn't do swimmer day for a year.
That it gets real bloody cold out there.
It's not even cold yet.
I dare you both to go and get in the water and not experience any form of shrivelage at some point.
Oh, that's not... I mean, yeah. It is so cold, bro.
All right. I'll meet you there at Bar Beach today, midday.
Busy.
See you, big losers.
I'll see you there.
You will not.
Who's
the real sooks in this situation?
You.
Not me.
Quitting's been such a quick...
Exactly. Anyway, at least just show up every other day.
I know now what you're made of.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here.
We'll be checking in with Jess for a full news update in a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novo's 5:06 with...
Don't. It's Tyler.
Quitter and Crevo.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Oh, Jess, and very sad news for a local man.
Yeah, so on April 8th, which was just over a week ago, there was a pretty ferocious fire out at Woodville near Tocal. There were about 20 fire crews that went out there to respond to a huge rural shed that was alight, multiple cars caught alight as well. There was a gentleman, Des Richards, a 68-year-old. He went into the shed to try and save some pretty vital farming equipment, but in the process he suffered burns to 60% of his body. He was airlifted to the Royal North Shore, put into an induced coma, and really sadly, 3 days later, he went to multiple organ failure and he died from his injuries. So awful, awful news this morning. A really close family friend has actually set up a GoFundMe to raise some money for the funeral and things like that. Unfortunately, they weren't insured, so there's all of that to deal with, as well as all the funeral costs and everything like that. So,
where can we find the GoFundMe?
If you just Google Emerson Worthington, it'll pop up there straight away.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, that's awful news for that for that community.
It is. Switching gears a little bit now, that Jess, though, Ponga is back.
He is confirmed to be making his return to 5-8 this weekend, up against his former team, the Cowboys, up in Townsville on Saturday. As we all know, he's been off from concussion, been over to Canada, come back.
Did they release any results on what they did in Canada?
They did sort of talk about and show like what tests he underwent. It was like a 6-minute test. Literally. Like
that
they put a thing on his head and it measured whatever it measures in the brain, your neurons firing or whatever. And he just said that, you know, he did find out some stuff, wasn't very specific.
Yeah, I saw that on his Instagram. He was like, I got my results, can't say nothing, but it's good news.
Maybe he just kind of understand the results. I don't know.
That's probably very
probably
likely.
Complicated.
I don't know. So.
Probably likely. So that means Tyson Gamble is back on the bench.
Yeah, so
it's disappointing.
It is disappointing. So at the end of last weekend's game, the coach was like, he's going to get a spot.
Yeah.
He's going to get a spot. He's been playing so good. So hopefully he gets up off the bench on the weekend. He'll be there with Jacob Safidi, who makes his return after 5 weeks on the sideline from a suspension. And Kurt Mann has been named to start at lock.
Oh, God, I hope we get the win.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
And I'll blame Ponga if we don't.
Oh, will ya?
No. He's the only difference, isn't he?
Yeah, well, we've been playing very well the last couple of weeks, so.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see.
You guys have sorted it all out.
Nah, it's nice to have a relatively full team back, yes, which is good. Yeah.
Definitely.
Take that as a small win.
Thanks for that one, Jess. And for this next story, Tyler, it's something around Google Maps. You know the street view?
Yeah.
Because everyone's seen those cars around Newcastle with the spinny top, right?
Yes. I remember way back in the day when my classroom had an old school Mac. Mm. The first thing you would do was go on Maps and look on Street View.
And see what was around.
Yeah.
Because, sometimes that car captures things it's not meant to. Like, famously around
once-in-a-lifetime things, yeah, as well. Like, you had to be there at that split-second moment.
Well, a lot around Russia of people. Like, yes, sometimes people doing it and stuff like that. people just doing it everywhere.
Yes.
Around the world all at
all
times.
Yes.
Yeah, and that makes you realise that. For this next one, though, Street View started to get going in Africa.
Yeah.
Right? And even the little back roads that are now. And, you know, tiny little dirt roads and stuff like that. The car has to go everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And in this one bit that people have found, there's basically an accident by the street view car. And this is all, of course, captured on photos on Street View. So what happens is the car's driving along this dusty old road, and then swooping across the road is a man on a motorbike, and the Street View captures in a series of, frames, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can see this by going onto Google Maps and onto Street View. There's this person, basically, the motorbike comes across the road, the bike and person is hit by the Street View car itself and then flung off onto the side of the road. And this is all just there on Street View.
And so what I'm picturing is that you can see the car approaching the man, mm-hmm, in the motorbike, and then you see the car hit the man in the motorbike, and then you see the man on the floor, on the ground.
That's it.
Fallen off
it's
the
exactly
motorbike.
It in three photos, at three little move-along points,
yes,
if you will, on Street View.
Now, do you have a specific location for people to look up?
Yeah. Yeah,
look at this.
We'll share this on our Instagram.
All right, so yeah, we'll go to the Novos.
Have a bit of a squeeze.
At the Novos _, we'll put the pics up on our stories.
Yeah, so this is, of course, I guess a warning. If you see the Street View car, think about what you want to do. Do you want to wave? Do you want to...
Do you want to moon them?
Well, that's also possible.
What else could we do?
That's a good question. Do something to point out where the bunker is, the Sandgate bunker.
That's cool.
All that's possible. Make sure you always have your plan in place when you see a Street View car so you know what to do.
Well, yeah, there was one here in Newey not all that long ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder what kind of antics they captured here in Newey.
Well, good question.
Who knows?
Plenty, especially in all parts of Newcastle.
Correct.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and welcome if you're just joining us. I'm glad we got the sunny day today.
Yeah, can the rain not?
Yeah, what happened to the La Nina gone?
Yeah, go away. Yeah. You said you were leaving. It's time to leave. You've overstayed your welcome,
sis.
Like a
bad house guest.
Yeah, just go away.
Just leave. So do a job, would you?
And, we've been giving hints. Oh, you know, I've got to get up early in the morning. It's time to go. Oh, you know, I've got things to do now. It's time for you to go. They still don't take a hint.
At least clean the gutters or something.
Take a hint, La Nina. Nick off. I'm over it.
Of course, up next we are chatting, did you chuck a sickie?
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of people chucking a sickie this Monday.
No doubt. They're getting themselves a little extra long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Got a doctor's certificate for that?
Yep.
Yeah, mate, just got one online.
Got from the chemist.
It's so easy for $20.
Bargain. That's a tax write-off as well, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, they have done. Nah.
Have you?
Nah.
Have you? Because you shouldn't.
Can you not?
All right.
It's a work expense.
No, it's not a work expense.
Surely you can.
Is that what you do? Hello, ATO. Good morning. Our friends.
You've said too much.
You sure have. We'll get into that up next as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Yeah, we're asking Novocastrians, what'd you chuck a sickie for after a school in America released a letter to all students saying, we know Taylor Swift is playing in town on Thursday night. If you don't show up to school Friday, you're in big trouble. I remember once when I was working in retail, I was like six, oh, I must have been just 18.
Yeah.
And I'd been to a party around Christmas time, woke up Christmas Eve, had to go to work, and I was like, Mom, I had way too much passion pop last night. I'm not going to work. Mum dragged me out of bed, put me in the shower and drove me there. She was like, you will go and work a 10-hour day on Christmas Eve. How dare you think you could let down your teammates like that?
You know what that's helped me?
And she dragged me to work and I was so dusty. I was like, it's the worst day of my life. I wanted to chuck a sickie so bad. Donald wouldn't let me.
Your mum had that day off planned in her mind with no kids in the house.
She didn't want anyone around.
Like, you're not ruining this for me. Not today. Not ever.
We want to know, what'd you chuck a sticky for, Novocastrians? Let's go to Gabby in Madawi up first. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Now tell us, what'd you chuck a sticky for?
It's not me. I'm going to dob in my brother.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's sort of got it on a pretty good routine up in Queensland. He'll chuck a regular sickie and get his mates and they'll go and play golf.
So he's not even in hiding.
No, they'll just go down and play golf. You know, he's been doing it for years.
Go to the pub afterwards?
Usually he'll just go home after that. But, lucky, you know, he'll get a sneaky little golf game in.
Yeah, and a golf club schooner on the way home.
That's naughty. Not even so careless as well. I don't care who I run into.
Yeah,
I'm making sure I play some golf today.
You get all the mates in on it. They're all sick on the same day.
God, how dumb can you be?
Or dumb. I don't know. Yeah, dumb. Yeah, dumb. Amy's up next. How's curry this morning?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so.
So tell us, when did you chuck a sickie? Was it you? Was it someone else?
It's me, and I'm chucking it this Thursday, Friday.
It's not her real name, is it, Amy?
No, I hope she's got a fake name here. Now, Amy, what's the purpose of this sickie?
Well, I'm actually heading off to Canberra because I have a firstborn grandbaby about to be born.
Okay, that's a very valid excuse, but what excuse are you giving your boss? Are you just a bit snotty?
I just said, look, because I work in a hospital, can't come in.
Of course.
It's happening that way.
Yeah, right. Does happen. What about the Monday to make it a real long weekend?
Well, it's a public holiday for us, so.
Oh, yeah. So you get a 5-day weekend.
I will.
You won't be the only one, I don't reckon.
Yeah, I don't think so either. How ballsy of Amy to admit
she's
chucking a sickie before.
It's obviously not her name.
Yeah, true.
It's obviously someone else in curry.
True.
You can do that. That's the radio. That's just your voice. Anyway, a couple of Novocastrians, I reckon, with this extra long weekend's going to be happening.
There'll be some sickies floating around this weekend I better get the rat test out.
Saturday night, I just cracked it. We had so many return and earn bottles.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just sorting this out right now.
At what time?
Probably
bedtime.
8 o'clock.
Bedtime.
Right. So 8 o'clock, I loaded them all up into the van, crates and crates and crates of them, headed down there, and I'm like loading them into the trolley. Like I grabbed a trolley, took it over to the machine, start loading. And then this guy turns up next to me to start doing his return and earn, and he's got these two, like, enormous see-through plastic sacks of bottles.
Yeah.
Like, they are the size of, like, bean bags, and he's got two of them.
Do you reckon he's one of those guys that goes through, like, when it's bin night?
Well, no, because they were, like, these big, thick plastic bags.
Or it just loves the tin.
I don't know. Anyway, I saw this guy, and I was like, hey, mate, how's your night going? Because I'll chat to anyone, right? And he goes, yeah, mate, bloody brilliant. And I was like, oh, cool. What's been going on? As I'm like, da-ding, 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 my little cans in, you know? And he goes, tonight's been awesome. I was like, well, yeah, what happened? He goes, well, I've got two things going on. I was like, oh, yeah, what's happened? He goes, first one, you know, I love the stone-baked bread at Coles. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you go around the back of Coles, they got a dumpster out there, they got all the stone baked bread you want, and it's so good. It's like a day out of date.
In the bin.
Apparently.
So he's gone bin diving.
This is the thing, right? And I was like...
So he does sound like the kind of guy that goes around at bin night to get things out of random people's bins.
Not random people's bins.
Coles.
Right? And I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, you can't beat the same baked bread. They got so much of it. I'll sell some to me mates.
Oh, my God.
I was like, so you got a little bread hustle going on
out
here.
Out of the bin and out of date.
Apparently. And he goes, it's stone bake. Oh, God, I just can't get enough of it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, so what else is going on? You said you got two things happening.
What's the other thing?
Ding, da, ding, da, ding, as I put my little cans in. He goes, see all these bottles there? Out the bin at Coles as well, out big sacks of them.
He does go dumpster diving. Oh, my God.
He had like... I don't know. There would have been like 500 bottles there or more, like two massive beanbag size sacks. He could hardly carry them. That's how big they were.
So that's his job on a Saturday night.
Apparently. So, and he said, you know what? Like a couple of them got little security stickers on them. Doesn't matter though. They just like, because apparently when they throw them out, they can't have people returning and earning it.
Oh.
But he goes, it's only a couple. Look at that. It's about six or eight of them. Ding, 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 ding. And he's got this little thing. He's got his bread hustle going. He's got his tin hustle going. This man is one of Mayfield's most prominent entrepreneurs.
Making bank at this point, isn't he?
He came down there and he, you know how he got him there?
How?
These two massive sacks on the back of his pushy.
Oh, I was going to say, was it on a Coles trolley?
It wasn't on a Coles trolley.
Because he also sounds like a Coles ambassador.
Well, I think so.
Someone hire this man.
Well, I think he'd do well. He sees opportunity and he grabs it with both hands.
He'd be making absolute bank selling old stale bread
and stealing
tins to get some money.
Low cost of running business.
Smart.
No fuel costs, no inventory costs. The whole thing's free.
Mayfield entrepreneurial at its finest.
He's making bank, this guy. Oh anyway, I salute him.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is your chance to score yourself some whale-watching passes from Nova Cruises. Now, this is worth like $150.
Whoa!
Double pass to go and see the whales off the coast of Newcastle with novacruises.com.au. You can buy your own tickets if you don't win this.
Or you can just win them right here with Three of a Kind.
4967-4105. This is how Three of a Kind works, right?
Yep.
Tyler will give you three things.
Yep.
And you just have to figure out what the theme is between the three things. You figure that out, you're the fastest at it, you win.
Shall I give you one now as a bit of a test run?
Okay. Oh, remember, your name's your buzzer, so I'll do that as well as the example.
Macklemore, Mac Miller, Mac 10.
Crevo.
What is it?
All Max.
Correct.
Famous Max.
Correct.
See?
American rappers with the name Mac.
That's...
If you wanted to be ridiculously specific, but I'll take... Your answer is Famous Max.
That's the sort of thing we're after. You see how it works.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Well, it is a little bit.
We like to test you.
Usually they're a bit easier than that.
Yep.
4967-4105 is the number to call if you want to win free whale-watching tickets worth $150. Give us a call now and play Three of a Kind up next here at New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
This is your chance right now to get yourself a double pass to go whale watching with Nova Cruises. See the whales off the coast of Newcastle with novacruises.com.au. You can buy your own tickets there if you don't win them now. It's time now to meet our contestants. First of all, we've got
Talia in Greta up first. Hey, Talia.
Talia, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we got you now, doll. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. We've also got our runner-up from yesterday. Phil is in Katara. Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Good. Just been to the gym and on my way to work.
Nice. That's a good way to start the day.
Pump an iron, Phil.
Yeah, for a hump day.
It is not the way I start my day, but well done to you.
You're looking fit now, Phil?
Kicking goals.
Almost. Good stuff.
Getting shredded.
Now, this is very simple. We give you three things, and you just have to figure out what the theme is between the three things. Your names are your buzzers. Let's test them out, shall we?
Let's go with Talia first.
Yep.
No, you've got to say
name's
your name.
Your buzzer. Let's test it.
Talia.
There we go. And Phil?
Phil.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, awesome.
Easy. All right, first one. Let's do it. Ewing, Dempsey, Swayze. Absolute Talia. Crickets. Ooh, Talia, oh, Talia, what is it?
Singers? No.
It was a bit hard.
Does Famous
it's
Patrick's.
Famous Patrick's. Anyway, we'll move on because that was too hard. Dolphins, Knights, Rabbitohs.
Phil,
what is it?
NRL football team.
Yeah, you got it.
Correct. Well done. One on the board for Phil. Well done.
Next one. Sarg, Pecora, Rogan Josh.
Phil.
Oh, Phil, what is it?
Is it types of Indian meals?
Yeah, you got it.
That is correct. Simple as that. Fitman Phil is our winner this morning. Congratulations. You got yourself a double pass to go see the whale watching at Nova Cruises. Talia, can we get you back tomorrow for another crack at this?
Sure.
Yeah, yes. You're our runner-up. You get another go. Simple
Lock
as that.
Lock it in. Now, Kriva, I'd like to introduce you to Melanie. She's a 43-year-old from Perth.
Yeah.
She'd realised that she'd been missing out on doing the deed, so she decided to make up for lost time.
Okay, so you're saying she hadn't had sex at all at this point?
Not at all.
Wow.
So at the age of 2, she'd been diagnosed with a disorder caused by an infection in her spinal cord, which resulted in her legs becoming paralysed and movement in her arms really limited.
Okay.
So she's been in a wheelchair ever since, right?
Yep.
She said it meant that she relied on support workers like her carer Tracy to help with like everyday tasks, showers, shopping, cooking, all the rest of it.
Look,
right?
You know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, do rely on these important workers in our community.
Yeah, they're very important people in our community. So there was a day where Tracy had offered to give her a massage while Mel was in the bath just to ease some tension in her back. She said she gets a lot of problems, obviously, being half paralysed.
Yeah,
causes a lot of tension.
Issues.
Yeah, tension. Yeah. She said, Tracy began to massage my neck and back and I loved the feel of her soft hands on my skin. Later, Tracy helped her into bed and said, have you ever thought about hiring a disability sex worker? Did you know this was a thing?
Yeah, you know what? I have heard of this in the past.
And so Mel said to Tracy, how do you know? Tracy said, I used to be one.
What?
So Tracy went from being a disability sex worker just to being a disability carer.
Support worker, yeah.
And she said, it's out there. You can start looking. So the next day, Mel said I was working from home and it was all I could think about because I'd never had a sexual experience at 43 years old. She said, growing up, the only time it had been mentioned in our household was when my parents would warn my three brothers not to get a girl pregnant before marriage. Tracy said, Mel said, it wasn't like I could sneak out, so they weren't worried about me.
Well, yeah, difficult to sneak out when you need someone else to drive.
Yep. Mel said after getting COVID, it made her realise that life was too short, so she started hunting online and she found Chase, charging $400 per hour for his services, who offered an erotic massage for 2 hours up first. She said it was the best 2 hours of her life.
Wow.
Yep. 2 weeks later, she said, we met again at my house. It was better equipped for my needs this time. We were together for 3 exhilarating hours, and the next morning, my whole body was aching, Mel says. She said, Chase bent me into so many different positions, but that all felt so good all at the same time.
Wow.
She said, my only regret is not doing it sooner. Meanwhile, all of this, she's recorded all of this on news.com.au, along with photos. So if you'd like to go and have a look, not like nudes or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
but
tasteful
just like
photos.
Intimate photos of Mel and Chase.
Chase, now you've got the story up there in front of you. What does Chase look like?
We can't see Chase's face.
Okay.
But well, there is like a nice photo of Tracy sitting on the couch with Chase just resting his index finger under her chin, like as if he's about to lift her chin up and give her a pash.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
Does he look like a good-looking rooster?
He's pretty jacked.
Yeah, in good shape.
Yeah.
Got a good rig. Oh, well,
yeah.
Very good.
Mel's got good taste.
There we go. She knows what she's choosing. $400 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, Mel's on good wicket too,
yeah,
isn't she?
Obviously, making money.
Mel did say it's her only regret is not doing it sooner.
Well, yeah, you get to 40-something. You should be getting into that sooner.
Yep.
Anyway.
I mean, imagine the built-up
tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's all been released now, hasn't it?
It has. Good for Mel.
The floodgates. Good for Chase, too.
Good for Chase. Earning a wicket.
Exactly.
43-year-old virgin no longer.
He's bought himself a Ferrari with that money, which is a bit of fun.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, Crevo, that money is climbing with our trivia check. It is back again after 7 o'clock this morning. If you want $375.
I do.
Yeah, well, same. Keep it locked on UFM because we've got one question to ask you. If you correctly answer that, we'll give you $375.
For one trivia question. Doesn't get any easier than that.
That is coming up after 7 o'clock. Trivia check back very soon.
Next, though, parking your boat or caravan in a street long term.
That's annoying.
That is the question. Is it right or wrong that we move into up next? So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, 6:35, New FM. And for this next bit, we bring in producer Stephen. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Now, you're just back from Perth, and at your place, out at Merriweather.
Yeah, the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a parking situation usually, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's good news at the moment. So we've had for the last, pretty much since I've moved here, there's been this big boat. It's all street parking in Merriweather, and there's this big boat that takes up a lot of real estate on the street, right? So we constantly find ourselves trying to find spots to park around it, opposite, you know, because it's normally out the front of our house.
Or you've got to park around the corner from your own house because this stupid boat keeps taking up space.
Yeah,
you know?
Or a trek down the road, you know, a couple blocks away. I don't want to be too dramatic, but but since I've come back from Perth, the boat's been removed. I don't know where it's gone. I'm not asking any questions, but it's freed up a lot of space on the street, so it's pretty happy days in Merriweather.
You don't realise how much space those things take up until they're gone, do you?
I think we realised. I think it was a constant hassle.
Yeah, right.
Well, because the other thing is you can't park too close to the towing bit in case someone needs to tow it.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's it. You always need to leave a space in front of it as well for the car that belongs to said boat, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now, this got a little debate happening in the studio after the show yesterday because I'm saying, like, yeah, if it's a free parking spot, doesn't matter whose house it is, you can park wherever you want. Caravans, boats, whatever. It's legal, it's legal.
You totally can, but it's also just such a big move to take up all of that space. Like, if you want a boat, put it in your own land, you know?
So,
or, better yet, I don't know, go and hire a parking space elsewhere for it. Keep it at a boat ramp or something. I don't know, can you do that?
No, like a self-storage maybe?
That, yes, that.
But, yeah, you're against this, basically. You say that if it's not out the front of your house,
it's just ignorant and selfish to take up all of the space of the rest of your neighbours on-street parking.
Yeah, so you're saying this is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's selfish.
I think if it's a legal parking spot, you can park wherever you want.
Producer Stephen, what do you think?
I think it's one of those, like, ethical greys. It's kind of like using the disabled dunny, right? Like, it's not illegal, but you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing. Are you team Tyler and producer Stephen? It's no good.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be parking caravans and boats out front of other people's houses. Or are you team Crevo? Legal parking is legal parking. You can park anywhere you want. And if you want to be a big Karen about it, that's your problem.
4967 4105, share your thoughts on this. Do you think it's right or wrong for long-term caravan and boats to be parking on the street, taking up valuable parking spaces for the rest of your neighbours? If you call and share your thoughts on this, Creeper, we'll hook you up, won't we?
Yeah, that's right. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs at the moment for sharing your thoughts on this type of thing. 4967 4105, right or wrong, parking boats or caravans out the front of other people's houses. We'll get your calls on the air next here at New FM. And right or wrong, the long-term parking of boats and caravans and stuff in the street, Tyler, you're against this.
I am.
Especially if it's not in front of your house.
Well, I experienced this at my old house in Merriweather as well. What is it with people in Merriweather owning boats thinking that they own the streets?
Well, look, if it's a legal park and it doesn't say, you know, 2 hours or whatever, you can park anything, anywhere, as long as you want.
It's in the way. Get out of the way.
All right. Well, this is the debate that we move into. Let's go to the phones and let this be decided by you, Newcastle, for once and for all.
We've got Tim in East Maitland. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tyler. Sorry, Creever. I'm with Tyler. Got to be in front of your own house.
Yeah. And now, Tim, have you experienced this before?
Yeah, I live in a pretty busy street and, it's quite hard to get a park, but, yeah, in Merriweather, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's inconvenient.
Now, Tim, have you ever visited anyone else with your car?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you just drive around and around the block and just wave out the window to your friends, or do you park?
Yeah, but that's different. You're driving to visit someone. You're not taking your boat to visit someone, are you?
Yeah, it's a short-term visit, Crevo. They're not parking his... He's not parking his car out in front of his friend's house for weeks on end.
It's still legal parking. You can park wherever you want.
That's a stupid point you make. That's invalid.
Okay.
That's wrong.
I agree.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, one for Team Tyler at this point.
Thank you.
Let's go to Brian. How's North Lambton this morning?
Nice sunny now.
Yeah, nice one. It's going to be a good day today, I reckon. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree with the boys. I've got cars everywhere at home.
Yeah.
I've got a car trailer out the front. If it's there, it's mine.
Yeah, that's right. You can park wherever you want, can't you? Because it doesn't say no parking.
Brian, you're a parking pig.
Yeah, probably. My neighbour.
Tyler, don't be...
My neighbour.
Yeah.
I've got cars everywhere.
Yeah.
I've got seven cars, a caravan and a car trailer.
Yeah, you got to park them where you can, can't, don't you, Brian? You can't put them on the roof, can you?
That's it.
You know what I reckon, Brian? You should hire some kind of storage so the rest of your neighbours can get a park in the street. It sounds like you've taken up the whole bloody street in there in North Lambton. Well,
I used to have a storage shed. That was just for all the other stuff that I'd normally have in the shed, so I could put a car in there.
You know what, Brian?
Sounds like Brian needs to have a garage sale.
No, you park wherever you want. You own as many cars as you want. There's no laws against
it. Doesn't own the street.
No, but you don't either.
Yeah, but have some respect for your neighbours, Crevo, is what I'm saying. No. We didn't really settle anything there because it was one apiece. But since it is my vote and producer Stephen's vote against yours, we win. Thank you. That's over now. You can go to the traffic or whatever you want to do.
That doesn't seem right at all.
No, we're done here. I win for once. Okay?
For once.
Go to the
please.
Traffic. We're done here.
Okay, you're
let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, yeah, $375 up for grabs
yes,
this morning.
Please.
Oh, it's a yes from me. All you have to do is answer one question correctly.
That's it.
It doesn't get any easier to win cash in Newey.
I reckon if I asked you a question now and you got it right.
Yeah.
I'd give you $375.
Out of your own pocket. That's a bit of fun. We'll do that off the air.
I'd ask the boss for some extra money.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So
good luck with that.
I don't think say yes to that either.
No, definitely not. So if you want to win the money, it's so easy. Just call up now, 4967-4105. Get the one question right, and we'll just hand you the money.
That's how it works.
Pretty much. There's a few little...
Famously.
Little things different behind the scenes.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Forget about the
admin. The basics is, one question, you get the cash, right? We'll be playing Trivia Check up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Oh, that's awesome! Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. $375 up for grabs right now. All you have to do is answer one question correctly.
So simple.
Oh, couldn't be easier. You're up against the clock, though, with 5 seconds to get it.
Yeah, you got to think quick.
Yeah, that's it.
It's gettable, though. We've given away thousands of dollars with this, Crevo.
We sure have all this year, just because one question. That's how easy it is.
So easy.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
We've got Susan in Aberglasson. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. What are you up to on this hump day, Susan?
I'm not long up, to be honest, and I haven't even had my coffee. So God knows how I'm going to go with this question.
But you know what? Even better if you absolutely nail it, Susan, because then it's like, I can function without any of this. And wake
maybe.
Up, roll out of bed, and just score $375 just like that.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be nice,
okay.
Indeed.
Now, Susan, all to play for here. Well, $375 to play for.
Yeah.
You know how it works? We ask you a question, 5 seconds, and that cash could be yours. Get ready. Tyler is about to deliver.
I'm going to hit you. Are you ready, Susan?
I am.
What was Australian tennis great Margaret Court's last Grand Slam singles title?
The US Open.
In what year?
I don't know.
You did correctly answer one half of the question, Susan.
Oh,
but we
no.
also needed it to be in 1973.
Oh,
you were so close. Damn. That was a good, solid guess from Susan, who hadn't had a coffee, Crevo.
I know. If she had the coffee, imagine that.
I reckon she would have got it.
She might have remembered the year.
That anyway, does mean, though, 400.
Sure does.
Tomorrow
up
morning.
For grabs for your Thursday as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, let's check your traffic now at New FM.
All right, Crevo, the PBR kicks off this weekend at Newcastle Entertainment Centre, and one of the absolute legends that will be, would you say, rocking the stage at the rodeo?
Yeah, of course, the rodeo.
Is local legend Cody Heffernan. He joins us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning. G'day, guys.
How are we today? How's the preparations going for this weekend?
Yeah, they're looking really good. I mean, I'm chatting to the guys and they're riding really good, so we're looking forward to it.
So now tell us about the PBR. For those that aren't sure what it is, how does this state v state competition work?
Yeah, the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders. So the State of Origin series, it's going to be, you know, New South Wales versus Queensland, of course. And it's going to be 10 riders per team. Whoever stays on the most bulls is going to win. You know, you got to stay on your bull for 8 seconds to get a qualified ride. So the most qualified rides that we can get, the better chance that we're going to win.
Now, of course, 8 seconds, Cody, it's the time you need to beat in a usual comp. But has there ever been a time where you've gone longer, just stayed on for a bit of an extra long ride after 8 seconds?
Nah, I mean, you're not getting marked for those seconds after the 8 seconds, so...
There's no point.
There's no point. Your job now becomes making a good and safe getaway, really.
Yeah.
So you just try and jump off and land on your feet and run like crazy.
Yeah.
Now,
I'd be doing that for sure.
Straight for the rodeo clowns. Now, of course, part of it, like, is the outfit and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest belt buckle you own?
They're typically the same size. I mean, it's more the meaning of the belt buckles, I guess.
Right. And have you got one that's got a special meaning?
Yeah, the two Australian bull riding titles are one that mean a lot.
That's
the
cool.
The first buckle ever won means a great deal. Yeah, they do hold sentimental value.
Well, Cody, best of luck for this weekend. I hope you've got heaps of practice getting in before Saturday. And, let's hope that New South Wales brings it home.
New South Wales!
Yeah, no, great. Thanks, guys. It's going to be awesome.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Mia.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Feeling hot, cool, right. Partly cloudy today, tops of 25. Looking much different tomorrow with lots of rain on the way. Right now it's 11 degrees at Maitland. That's the latest from the Hunter's 100% Live and Local Newsroom. 105.3 New FM.
Woo!
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh my God, how good was that?
Mia, you absolutely nailed it. Well done. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You feel good?
That's good.
You look good. You look relaxed. You look like you're about to come for our jobs. You did an absolutely amazing job. Now, you are, of course, on school holidays at the moment, but what school do you go to?
I go to Corpus Christi.
And do you love it?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that was a little screw up of the nose. They're like, nah. Yeah, but school it's holidays school. Are way better, aren't they?
Yeah, always.
For sure.
Holidays is the best part of school, isn't it? Yeah, definitely. Now, you're actually a little bit of an entrepreneur, Mia, which I think's fantastic. You're going to have a stall at the Newey Youth Markets. What are you going to be selling there?
I'm going to be selling some crochet and sewing items.
Oh, fantastic.
That is so cool. I'm so jealous. Like, you're talented, more talented than me.
At that age, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been working on the items for?
One of the items took me forever because I couldn't melt the eyes down a little bit.
Oh, wow. That sounds complex, doesn't it?
Yeah, difficult. That's all right, though. You've got things under control.
Now, we do need to get a score from Jess in the newsroom. Would you like to give Mia a score, Jess?
Hey, Mia, you did so good. I'm going to give you 8.5 lollipops out of 10.
8.5 is solid, sis. You should be proud of that.
Well done.
That is so good. Also, we're going to hook you up with your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, Mia. You can jump, climb, party, and play unlimited playtime. So stay all day open now at Charlestown. Down in Green Hills at kidsworldplay.com.au. That's just a big old party for you and your friends, Mia. Well done.
For free.
For free.
Congratulations once again. And And once again, don't forget to buy Mia's products at the Newey Youth Market.
Get there at Wheeler Place this weekend. You're going to make so much money.
Good on you.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are. Newcastle's next breed of entrepreneurs right here in our building right now.
Right this second. Switching gears a bit, Krivo. We're chatting crimes up next and whether or not you're capable of stopping them.
That's right. All that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Krivo at New FM.
Now, Krivo, there's this pizza delivery guy that's kind of gone viral over in Pennsylvania where footage has emerged of him ending a high-speed police chase with his foot.
What do you mean by that?
He delivers pizza and justice.
Okay.
So basically what happened is this Ring camera footage of someone's house who's ordered a pizza from this pizza delivery guy has captured the whole thing. He's pretty much delivered the pizza, walked back out onto the footpath and noticed this criminal running on foot, and then a couple of minutes later, police are chasing him.
Okay.
And this split-second decision makes him kind of step out of the way at first, and then he goes, hang on, there's something going on here, puts his foot out, trips the criminal over, and then within minutes, this guy's busted by the cops.
I love that, because what's happened is, just purely by accident, he stopped the crime.
Yep. Totally.
He stopped a criminal in their tracks.
Yep.
Just by putting his foot out in the old trip situation.
And it's all been captured on, like, Ring camera footage.
Yeah, like one of those front door cameras.
Imagine being the resident of that house, getting your pizza delivered, and then getting a show as well.
It's dinner and a show.
Pretty much.
Right there.
Hilarious. This has happened to me before. I've stopped a crime.
You have?
Yep. Same thing.
What
I would
you
have
mean?
Been
delivering pizzas in Pennsylvania.
Not delivering pizzas in Pennsylvania, but I was out the front of like a Dan Murphy's inside a shopping centre once. I think I've told you about this on the show before.
Cannot remember. Tell me this story again.
There was this woman, she was sizing up the bougie champagne bottles right at the front of the store. And I don't know why I was standing out the front. Anyway, I was watching her and she was so fast, barefoot, ran in, grabbed two bottles of Moët, ran straight back out, and I just saw out of the corner of my eye the staff member or store manager of Dan Murphy's go, no! Anyway, this woman has ran directly in front of me, and I just put my foot out, stopped her. Expensive champagne shattered all over the shopping centre floor, and she just legged it.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a woman run so fast. And then I've never seen security guards and Dan Murphy staff run so fast after her as well.
So you've stopped a crime? The pizza delivery guy stopped the crime?
Yep.
This is what we want to know, though.
Yep.
4967-4105. When have other Nova Castrians stopped the crime?
I'm sure it's been a thing.
Someone around Newcastle, you've seen a criminal. Have you stopped it or have you seen someone else stopping it?
Yeah.
I'd love to get your stories on this because sometimes it's like a quick-thinking staff member and you just witness the whole thing go down.
Yep.
You know, somebody is working at a retail shop and they just stop somebody who's nicking something.
Totally.
4967-4105. When have you stopped a crime or have you seen this go down? Best callers on air today, Tyler. $100 fuel cards
That's
up for grabs.
Not bad.
Everyone, like the price of fuel at the moment is so expensive. So to get some free petrol is awesome. 4967-4105. When have you stopped a crime around Newcastle or when have you seen it happening? We'll get your stories on the air next. New FM.
Now, a pizza delivery guy has stopped a crime all with his foot and he's gone viral on the internet for it because it's all been captured on a Ring camera, Krivo. He saw this man running on foot, a criminal on foot. Within a split second, he decided to put his foot out to stop him. Cops got him within minutes.
I love that story. I mean, it's just somebody thinking on their feet and then using their feet to stop a crime.
Yep, and just delivering justice as well, not just pizza.
Exactly. Love that.
Georgia has hit us up at the Novo's _. Just the other day, I was studying in a coffee shop and wasn't paying much attention to my surroundings, but I saw a guy put his iPad and notebook on the table next to mine and then go up to order. I then noticed a girl come over and pick up his iPad and ran out of the coffee shop. The guy came and sat down right after and I said, hey, that chick just stole your stuff. So we ran out of the shop together to try to catch her. We got her, and then it was really awkward.
Well, as it would be.
As it would be. God. Imagine trying to chase this woman up a street.
Around Newcastle, you never know what's going to happen there.
Yep. Never.
Let's go to the phones and find out if other Novocastrians have stopped a crime before.
We've got Gabby in Madowie. Hey, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Have you stopped a crime before?
I actually have with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, my God. What happened?
So this would have been about maybe 15 years ago. We were down basically having a date night. As we were walking up to the bar, we noticed that there were about six guys all huddled over an ATM, and there was just money flying out of the ATM. They were skimming it, like skimming people's cards.
No.
Jeez. So they'd gotten all the information and then were using it to get the cash out. And what happened?
Yeah. So we called the police as we were walking up to the pub, and the cops were like, oh, thanks, but, you know, they'll probably be gone by the time we get there. We're like, okay. Get to the pub, have a couple of drinks, and suddenly all six guys show up at the pub. So we called the coppers again just in the bathroom. They came, stormed the place, got them.
Whoa. Oh, my God. And they all got taken away?
They all got taken away. My boyfriend was, at the time, he was the one who actually went off and gave evidence to convict them all.
Holy heck.
What an amazing story.
That is hectic.
You know what? Just shows there's a couple of heroes out and around Newcastle.
Yeah.
You never know where they are. Criminals, watch out.
Yeah, watch out, because we've got good people everywhere. They'll stop you.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh my God, Crevo, I'm just scrolling on Instagram. You know the Instagram account Brown Cardigan?
Yeah, it's sort of like Australian culture. Like
at its best.
Funny stuff going on around. It's a bit loose and fun.
People always submit ridiculous things they see around the country, right? Yeah. Someone has just sent Brown Cardigan a photo of some bloke ripping in to a raw chicken drumstick. It's like he's just walked out of Woolies, opened the packet of raw chicken drumsticks straight out of the plastic tray and hooking in.
So he's eating, he's literally standing on an escalator like he could not wait to get home to cook these bad boys.
In broad daylight, in public with witnesses around.
He's just chewing on a raw chicken drumstick.
I'll share it on our Instagram story at @thenovos_. Go and have a look because it needs to be seen to be believed. That is, that, like, surely that can kill ya.
Have you ever eaten raw chicken before?
Well, I assume I have because I have had salmonella before.
And, oh, salmonella.
Oh, mate, I was so crook for like 2 whole weeks.
You get sick in the stomach, though, pretty easily.
Yeah,
don't
and
you?
This was next level.
How much would you have to be paid?
Oh, my God, don't
to
even.
To eat a raw chicken drumstick in completion.
Not the enough. There is not enough money in the world.
$1 million. No. 10 million.
No.
What?
No.
You wouldn't eat. You wouldn't eat a chicken drumstick.
Mate,
for
I was
$1 million.
No. I would not go through that world of hurt ever again.
I think I'd do
Are you mad?
I think I'd do it for like, what's the minimum? 25,000, maybe?
You've lost your marbles. You clearly have never copped real bad food poisoning before. That's disgusting. Anyway, this conversation's over. What are we doing next?
25 grand.
No.
I reckon I'd do it in a second.
No.
Anyway, we're switching things up because up next, you know that thing ChatGPT?
Yeah, like the AI.
Yeah, it can just create writing stuff for you.
Yes, I've seen this.
We've gotten it to write a sitcom about us.
Oh, no.
Which is a bit of fun. Some of it is pretty good. We'll get into that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What do you got?
Well, Kylie Jenner's got a new flame, supposedly. A bit of a power couple, I reckon. So I'll give you those dates very shortly.
We love a bit of Kardashian chat, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely do. Now, though, you've heard of ChatGPT, yeah, Tyler?
Yeah.
So it's basically this chatbot where you can ask it to write stuff for you and it will write it for you, come up with things.
What, like a uni essay or something?
It could.
That's naughty.
They're really onto it already.
Are they?
And catching people out because it's got some faults. It's not perfect yet. So AI is the future. Like artificial intelligence is going to take over most people's jobs.
No doubt.
They reckon there could be up to 300 million jobs will be lost from AI in the next few years.
Jeez.
It's crazy. But in the meantime, we can play around with it and have a bit of fun because you got to make light of the situation.
Well, you can.
Exactly. And at the moment, it's got some faults. Like, it's not perfect. You know, it makes things up sometimes. It even like quotes and stuff it can make up, which are a bit weird,
a bit crook,
a bit dodgy. But you can pretty much ask it to do anything. So I asked it to write a synopsis for a sitcom about the Tyler and Crevo Breakfast Radio Show on UFM.
Oh my God!
And it's done it. So this is what it would do. And I think we'll, like, going forward, get it to write the rest of the sitcom because that's
the
a bit
whole
of fun.
Show, the whole series.
Exactly. So here it starts off, and it starts off pretty good, but then there's some moments where it's a bit rocky.
Okay,
all right?
I'm ready.
Tyler and Crevo is a hilarious sitcom about the antics of two co-hosts on a popular breakfast radio show on New FM. Good start.
Yeah, factual.
Tyler is a fast-talking, charming ladies' man who loves to push the boundaries, while Crevo is a straight-laced, by-the-book personality who prefers to keep things safe and simple. A couple of inaccuracies there already. But, you know, it's a sitcom version of the show, so it could be a bit, you know, the
truth. Fast talking from me is also correct.
Very true.
Charming ladies man, also correct.
Despite their different personalities, Tyler and Crevo manage to keep the show running smoothly, entertaining their listeners with witty banter, celebrity interviews and comedic skits.
Most days.
Along the way, they encounter a variety of zany characters, that we definitely do, including their eccentric boss, the station's quirky producer.
Producer Stephen.
And a revolving door of celebrity guests.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Reese from MasterChef on once, which was good.
We've had Nuitali on.
That's true.
She's a celeb.
Indeed. So we get a few in there. It's so far so good. As Tyler and Crevo navigate the ups and downs of their on-air partnership, they also deal with personal challenges off the air.
Like what?
Tyler struggles to balance his Playboy lifestyle with his growing feelings for his co-host. While Crevo tries to maintain a stable relationship with his long-term girlfriend, despite the distractions of fame and success.
Oh, my God.
With hilarious one-liners, relatable characters and plenty of laughs, Tyler and Crevo is a must-see sitcom and will keep audiences tuning in week after week.
All round, 10 out of 10, 100% accurate.
Indeed.
I love my Playboy lifestyle.
So do I. Let's check
your traffic so good. Now on UFM. Novos with
Tyler and Crevo. Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, who is Kylie Jenner's new beau?
Supposedly Timothée Chalamet.
Is this PR...
I don't know. Well, they're rumoured to be casually seeing each other. Nothing serious, no labels on it. Just a few dates, trying to, you know, get to know each other. Apparently, Timothy's like a good friend with another Kardashian, Kendall, who's set the two up. But they're yet to be really seen out in public together, I suppose.
Yeah, and I feel like all the sources are like, oh, the source said that, you know, a source close to her said that she's really enjoying getting to know him. All right, Kris Jenner, we see through you.
Yeah, your
you are the
jump.
Source.
Source.
So were they spotted at Coachella? Have they been spotted in public? Do we know anything else about it?
They were spotted together a couple months ago. They're both at Coachella. They haven't been spotted together at Coachella, though. Mm. Speaking of Coachella, though, an American influencer, a TikToker, I suppose, her name's Lauren Gray. She's dropped a bit of a bombshell about Coachella.
But most influencers don't even go to Coachella. They don't have wristbands. They just drive their little butts out to the desert to take Instagram photos, make TikToks, get ready with me's, whatever, and then they drive back. And that's it.
Yeah, so apparently she reckons most people posting about Coachella aren't even there.
Yeah.
That is so tragic.
I have witnessed this at Splendor in the Grass before.
Have you really?
Really?
Yeah, we have been at the pub in Byron Bay, like, before we're, like, heading out to the parklands, and people, these girls dressed to the nines, influencers that are well known online, were like, oh, yeah, we'll see you out there. Like, oh, we're not going. We're just here in Byron for the week just to, like, you know, catch the after parties and, you know, give this vibe that we're actually there.
Oh.
I'm like, you are such a desperado. Get a ticket and come. The whole point of being here is to see the live music.
Not if you're one of those, you know, unbelievably shallow influencers.
Desperados. So this is a thing in Coachella too, producer Stephen?
Yeah, supposedly. Hey, I think it's pretty wrong. I think, like...
It's so dumb.
It just plays into the vacuous nature of this type of person.
Yep.
I mean, it is them to a T, the fact that they're just hanging out nearby.
But it's so laughable. It's like you're an idiot because so you can't even speak to the experience of being at Coachella.
What a bunch of saddos.
And, like, how much money are you blowing just to drive all the way out to the desert and then sit in a house?
Still thousands. Ridiculous.
Why do you need to drive out to the desert as well to do, like, a come get ready with me? Surely you just do it in your living room and just pretend you're there.
Or just, go to your friend's house and say, we're in an Airbnb in Desert Springs. And we're going to Coachella, but just don't do it.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God, big fat losers.
Definitely.
I agree.
Let's check in traffic now. New FM.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, I've got to get something off my chest.
Okay.
You know how I've been doing that this swim a day?
Get wet, feel good.
Yeah, all that. I think I'm pulling the pin.
Today?
Maybe.
It's supposed to be for the year. That's what you said again and again.
I didn't say the year. I just said I'd go for as long as I would like. My goal was to make it to Easter, and I've made it.
Well, that's not what I heard.
It is so cold in the water now. I just don't want to do it anymore.
You're just a quitter.
I'm not.
Don't be a quitter.
I've kicked my goal. And I'm just going to politely...
The Easter thing was just made
up. I'm
going
to politely walk away. Shut up. No, it wasn't. I don't want to do it anymore. It's too cold. I need you to go down to Bar Beach and go for a swim in this weather.
All right, I'll
meet you there.
Why don't you get a wetsuit?
No, because I'd look like an idiot.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Heaps of people wear wetsuits.
They're surfing, when they're in the water for long periods of time. What, do you want me to put on a full body wetsuit just to get in for a quick dip?
If it helps you achieve your real goals, then yes.
It's not a real goal. I just don't want to do it.
No, well, you quit. I see what you're up.
Shut
you're
up. I ain't quitting. I'm just not doing the things that serve me happiness anymore.
I thought better of you.
Shut up.
Anyway,
who thought that I could trust you to tell you my true feelings?
You're right there.
No, I'm getting emotional.
In the wrong order there, I think. Anyway, let's switch things up. Let's get off this topic. It's making you very sad for some reason.
You call me a quitter, but whatever.
We're talking living free rent. Is what's being offered here.
Yes, please.
Which is pretty cool. There's an opportunity to get some, and we'll tell you how it all works up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And Tyler, how's this for an opportunity, right? This house in Sydney up for rent for free for 1 year.
What?
So there is a catch, right?
What is this catch?
While you're in the house, living in there, you've got to do... some renovations to the house.
So, is this house livable?
Barely.
Okay.
Right.
So, you're going to have to renovate this house before you even move in.
Yeah, but then you get a free rent for a whole year. And then after that, you can rent the property for an extra 2 years. I'll give you a long lease.
Well, it's not really free, is it? If you've got to pay to have the house fixed up... That's not free at all.
But the thing is, like, if you rented in that area for a year, it's going to cost you about 35 grand.
Okay, and then how much would it cost you to renovate a house? Well, more than that.
No, if you're a tradie, you can probably do it for 20 maybe.
As if.
Because your labor's free.
That is utter BS and you know it.
I think this is actually a good thing.
It's exploiting.
Because, no, hang on a second. People are struggling to find rentals these days, right? And to have the opportunity to get somewhere for free, for a bit of elbow grease.
It's not free, Crevo.
It is, because you don't have to pay rent every week. But you're just there, and then you do the renos as you can.
You have to pay for supplies for the renovation, which can cost upwards of, what, 50K to do a full house reno? House renovation is what we're talking here.
No, it's not the full thing. They just need certain jobs done, right? So they just need the kitchen, like a bit of gyprocking. The bathroom looks like it needs a bit of work as well.
The ridiculous thing next, though, is as soon as those 12 months are up, not only do you have to then, like, cover the cost of all the renovation, you then have to pay, what, $650 worth of rent?
Yeah, so that's the average in the area. So, but you're locked into a long-term lease, and a lot of people are struggling to get those at the moment.
I understand that, Crevo, but a lot of people are also struggling to put food on the table. So how are they supposed to renovate a house?
Because they're not paying rent.
Pay water bills, pay electricity bills, and then pay for their weekly grocery shop on top of that as well. It's impossible.
The problem with a lot of young people these days is they're not willing to put in the work.
Oh, for God's sake. A lot of young people these days don't even know how to renovate a house, Creeper. I don't know how to renovate a house. I would not be capable of this.
This is not suited to you then. It's clearly suited to someone who's willing to do some hard work for free rent. It's free rent in Sydney?
This is absolute ridiculous.
Okay. I say that this is acceptable and right.
This is unacceptable.
All right. This is the divide. 4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler and you think this is wrong, or are you Team Crevo and you're for free rent?
Because then also look at the long-term return on this house once it's been renovated that this owner will then take back, put in his back pocket himself.
Well, they have to pay the mortgage for the whole year without any rent coming in.
That's so dumb.
I think this
maintain your house then.
No, I think this is a good opportunity for someone who's willing to do a bit of hard yakka.
Oh my God, this is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard you say.
Okay.
It's the dumbest thing that's ever come out of your mouth.
We've got $100 fuel cards up for
grabs.
Oh
yeah, that's going to cover the renovations, isn't it?
Wow, you trip to Bunnings. You've got to get there somehow, don't you? 4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler? This is wrong. Or are you Team Crevo? Free rent is good. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. And I guess what we're doing now is finding out how much Novocastrians understand the value of hard work.
Oh, my God.
Because what we're asking here is, would you like free rent for a year? Just do a bit of renovations on the place.
So this is a house in Sydney that looks like if you were to move into it, you would be living in squalor. I've done some homework during those songs, Crevo.
Yeah, have you?
Per the Residential Tenancies Act, properties are considered fit for habitation if they adhere to 7 minimum standards. They must have adequate ventilation, plumbing, drainage, be supplied with electricity or gas, as well as lighting, heating, and have water. And guess who is responsible for ensuring such?
Who?
You guessed it, the bloody landlord.
Yeah, that's if you're paying rent. If you're getting rent for free, then you don't need to provide any of that.
I just think it looks like the landlord is completely ignored to meet these standards and is making the renter cover that out of his own back pocket, which is absolute rubbish.
I mean, if people spent, and this like applies to a lot of people these days, less time on TikTok and more time on the tools.
Shut up. You sound like a boomer.
More
do
time
really,
on the tools, you'd be able to get like a bit of success,
you
know?
Do you really want to label yourself as that?
I just think that people don't work hard enough these days sometimes.
Oh, for God's sake.
And
let's
that's
put
why
it...
they don't have a free house for a year. Free for a year. That's a wild opportunity. Anyway, let's go to the phone, shall we?
Let's.
And see what Novocastrians think about this opportunity for free housing.
Let's go to Brent in Taro up first. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm Team Tyler for sure on
thank
this
you.
One.
Very much. And why so, Brent?
I think it's a bit of a rort.
Yeah.
I mean, if the landlord was
free?
Like... if the landlord was going to pay for the materials himself and then, like, you'd just be doing the renovations, sure, I reckon that's a great deal, but paying for all the materials and whatnot yourself too, I reckon that's a bit of a rort.
I think so too, because it's not free. You're still having to, like, to spend money.
So hang on, if you got the materials though, what would your thoughts on that be then? All right?
Yeah, I think it'd be all right then. Because
cool.
you're just putting in the hard work. Then it's essentially for free.
Yeah,
cool. All right.
But if you're paying for, like, everything yourself, then, yeah, I can't get behind that one.
And, Brent, are you pretty handy at home? Do you reckon you'd be able to do the renos?
Nah, not at all.
See, I'm all in right. The same boat as Brent.
One,
no idea.
One for Team Crevo. That sounds good.
No.
He said if
he said he's on Team Tyler.
Oh, but then once he heard...
No, he said Team Tyler.
I can't quite remember, but let's check in.
Yeah, because you've got the memory of a small child.
Next, Jason in Boolaroo, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better, Jason. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think you shouldn't be allowed to speak for the rest of the show for today because you're way off.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Luckily, there's not much left in the show. It's only 2 minutes, but why do you say that?
Well, because you're giving away free fuel, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
If I had to buy a car to get that free fuel, it's not really free fuel, is it?
Correct.
Well, it's still free fuel. Like, if you can't drive, you can still give it to someone else in your family who might use it.
No, but if I have to spend money on something else to get that free fuel, then I'm just spending my money somewhere else, and it's just a work trip.
Yep.
It's not free rent.
It defeats the purpose, doesn't it, Jason?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And 9 times out of 10, when you do a renovation, you're going to spend more. Let's do some quick maths before we go to Shaz.
Okay.
How, like, if you were to spend, how much on average does an Australian spend on rent per year?
Well, 35 to 40,000.
There is no way you could renovate that absolute dump of a house for less than $35,000 or $40,000. I'm telling you.
If people spent less time eating sahi bowls and a bit more concrete and hardened up, they could do the work and get it done. Roll up your sleeves, Newcastle.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Shaz in Toronto. Hi, Shaz.
Oh, you pair crack me up. Dead set.
Now, what are your thoughts on this, Shaz?
Well, I'm sorry, Tyler, but I'm with Crebo on this.
Thank you.
If someone offered me that, I would be elated. You know why? I sit here watching house shows and I reckon I could do it standing on my head.
You reckon?
Yeah, because you've watched heaps of those reno shows. You know what you're doing, don't you, Shaz?
Yeah, mate. And I'm 54 years old and I'm no slacker. And I reckon those other two fellas, mate, man up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but Shaz, look, I want to ask you.
Bit of common sense.
You've probably got the talent to do it and the means and the skills to do it. But do you have the money to back you? Do you have an extra, $50,000, $60,000?
To pay rent.
Yeah.
Come on. I wouldn't have to pay $600 in rent.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really not that hard, Tyler.
Oh, I don't know, Shaz. Like, you've got it. You can't live in this house until it's renovated. So that's easy a couple of months.
Yes, you can. Haven't you watched The Box?
Yeah, exactly. Nah. You just sort of camp
come
in there.
Come on, Tyler. Nah. Come on.
Nah. I'm not laying in the dirt with the cockroaches and the mice.
Well, that's just because you're
such... To just get a bit of free rent, which isn't free at all.
That's because you're just too spoiled. You don't want to...
If you want to start that argument, mate, let's go right ahead.
You don't want to do a bit of hard work. Sometimes you've got to put in the hard yakka.
I know what hard work is. Thank you very much.
Sleep with the cockroaches for a couple of days until you can, you know, pay for
it. I know what hard work is. And I tell you what else. Life's too short to be sleeping in dirt and squalor.
Well, that's why you don't get free rent.
Oh, my God. It's not free. This is the whole point. I'm mad.
Okay.
Can we just get this over with?
We sure can. That's us done and dusted for today. But before we do, we've got to give away our prize of the day.
I don't even care who you give it to at this point. I'm angry.
I'm giving it to Shaz.
Okay.
She deserves the free fuel. Okay. $100 worth of free fuel, all yours.
Oh,
have a great day, everyone. Happy hump day. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.